Dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Well, it is certainly a warm and breezy afternoon here in Sabetha, Kansas, as we bring you high school softball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tabman here on 103.9, getting you locked in as the Sabetha Blue Jays play host to the Rossville Bulldogs, two teams in the middle of the pack in a tight Big East League race, as both these teams are midway through their league schedule. Again, good afternoon, appreciate it, 79 degrees, breezy conditions here for this one this afternoon. We'll start with the home team in the Sabetha Blue Jays, a record of 5-7. They are 5-3 in Big East League play. The last time out for the Sabetha Blue Jays, they were swept at home against Nemaha Central. Those finals were 4-3 and 14-2. The away team today is the Rossville Bulldogs, of course, the newest addition to this league and one of four schools that jumped from the Mideast to what is now the Big East League here in Northeast Kansas. The Rossville Bulldogs, the Class 3A state champs just 2 years ago in 2023. They come into this matchup here in Sabetha this afternoon, and even Stevens' record across the board. They are 6-6 overall and 4-4 in league play. And the last time out, they have played back-to-back non-league doubleheaders, most recently at Topeka Hayden. That was a split for the Bulldogs. They lost game one 3-2, but a 12-0 decisive win against the Wildcats in game number two. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman, let's get you the lineups here for this afternoon's game. And we start with the road team per usual. That is the Rossville Bulldogs, the Class 3A state champs from just 2 years ago. Junior shortstop Brooks Springer will lead things off. Allen Klerman, a freshman pitcher, will bat in the two-hole. Lenny Lewis, a sophomore second baseman, will bat third. Nora Burdick is a sophomore center fielder. She will be in the cleanup spot. Cheyenne Hahn, a senior third baseman, she will bat fifth. Addison Henry in the sixth spot, she is a sophomore first baseman. Shaylee Hubble, the junior left fielder, she'll bat seventh. Batting eighth is Maggie Sanders, a junior catcher. And rounding it out for the Rossville Bulldogs, Madeline Kinney, she is a senior right fielder, again batting ninth in the Bulldogs' order. So again, for Rossville, here on the road today, Springer at short, Klerman pitching, Lewis at second, Burdick in center, Hahn at third, Henry at first, Hubble in left, Sanders the catcher, and Kenny is in right. For the home team today in the Blue Jays of Sabetha, Kira Keim will be at the top of the order, junior second baseman, followed by Jillian Stapleton, the junior catcher. Erin Bolts at first. She is a senior and batting third. Chloe Detweiler, the junior pitcher, will be in the cleanup spot. Hallie Mitchell, the senior center fielder, she will bat fifth. Krista Middle, the junior left fielder, batting sixth. Brooke Wiltz, the junior DP, she'll bat seventh. Bailey Stahl, senior third baseman, she will bat eighth. And rounding out the hitting order for the Blue Jays is Reagan Hazenkamp, a freshman shortstop. Natalie Strothman defensively in the flex position. She is a junior right fielder. So again, for the Blue Jays today, it's Keim at second, Stapleton catching, Bolts at first, Detweiler pitching, Mitchell in center, Middled in left, Wiltz the DP, Stahl at third, Hazenkamp at shortstop, and then Strothman again the flex in right fielder. It's high school softball here today on KNZA. It's Rossville at Sabetha. Take a timeout, pause in the action, and the first pitch is coming your way next.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we got some high school softball on the air here today. And, well, for Sabetha, again, temperature-wise, compared to Monday's game on the baseball side in Frankfort, boy, it was touching up just to about 60 degrees on Monday for that baseball broadcast. But here today on this Thursday mid-afternoon, it is touching up on 80 degrees. So it is a little bit more like spring here today. But that gust, again, at around 25 to 30 miles per hour at times, where we're set up here on the third base side, that wind is blowing straight out to right field. So a lefty with the pull today certainly will have an advantage with that heavy gust here this afternoon. Again, the Rossville Bulldogs, again, on the road here in Sabetha today. Just 2 years ago, they captured their second softball title in school history. Their other one was won back in 2000. So it was a 20-year or 23-year drought between those two lone softball championships in the 3A classification for the Rossville Bulldogs. Again, this Sabetha Blue Jays team off a 20-win campaign a year ago, and they were just one run, I should say two, away from making a trip to the state tournament. They went 20-7, got all the way to the regional title game, but lost a 1-0 pitcher's duel to Marysville. Again, it was a great season for the Sabetha Blue Jays team a year ago, but coming up just a game shy of that state tournament. Again, it's Rossville at Sabetha here today. We'll step aside for another timeout. The first pitch is coming your way next.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter agents.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball again here this afternoon on KNCA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman here at the Sabetha Sports Complex. The Blue Jays softball team in action today. First to two against the rival Big East League opponent and the Rossville Bulldogs. Again, both these teams hovering around that 500 mark. Rossville, they are even Stevens. Their record is 6-6 coming in and a 4-4 mark in league play. Both these teams are halfway into their Big East League schedule for the 25 regular season. This Blue Jays team, they have played a couple more. They are, or I should say, they have a two-game up in the league standings at 5-3. They are 5-7 overall, so the Blue Jays are 0-4 against non-Big East League opponents here in 2025. We got some pregame festivities going on. We're getting close to the first pitch here again today. Rossville on the road. Brooks Springer, Fallon Clurman, Lenny Lewis, Nora Burdick, Cheyenne Hahn, Addison Henry, Shaylee Hubble, Maggie Sanders, and Madeline Kinney again, the number 1-9 rotation here today. The lineup beginning for the 2023 Class 3A state champions. And again, for Sabetha, the home team in the blue uniforms here today. It's Keim, Stapleton, Bolts, Detweiler, Mitchell, Menold, Wilt, Stahl, Hazenkamp, and then Stroff in the flex is going to play defensively in right field. Again, a little bit more about both of these teams. Again, coming into it, this Rossville team coming off their last tilt, they have played back-to-back non-league doubleheaders, and going back to April 8th, it was a home doubleheader against Santa Fe Trail, who's been one of the better teams in the 3A classification over the last few seasons, and that was a split with Rossville winning 3-1 in Game 1, but bounced back did Santa Fe Trail, 11-3 victor in Game number 2, and then most recently, last Friday, so nearly a week off, since the last time the Bulldogs were out on the diamond, they were on the road at Topeka Hayden, and another split there, as it was a 3-2 loss in Game 1, but they bounced back with a big 12-0 victory in Game number 2. Again, more about the Blue Jays. 5 wins in their 12 games so far this year, but they are 5-3 in Big East League play, but they are coming off a sweep at the hands of Nemaha Central. Those finals from Monday night were 4-3 and 14-2, and then prior to that, a little over a week and a half ago, they took on the Houlton Wildcats here on this diamond, and that was a split with a 10-4 Sabetha win in Game number 1, but a 21-1 loss to the Wildcats in Game number 2. They have swept two league opponents this year. Both of those were on the road, and back-to-back in the same week, it was at St. Mary's, 11-9 and 9-6, and then following that, just a few short days later, at Perry LeCompton, that was a 19-10 and 14-4 win again for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, last season, again, these two teams were not in the same league a year ago, but these two teams did play each other right at the end of the regular season, and it was Rossville who got the sweep to close it out. Those finals were 16-5 and 11-1, and then after that, again, the Blue Jays went into the regional tournament with wins over Hiawatha and Royal Valley, but a 1-0 loss to Marysville in that regional title game, and they actually swept Marysville at the beginning of the season, but the Bulldogs getting the better of the Blue Jays last year, getting a 1-0 decision in that regional championship game, keeping them out of the state tournament. Again, we've talked about it already. Rossville won their second softball title in school history just 2 years ago in 2023. Last year, they got upended by Santa Fe Trail in the regional semifinals. But again, that record 2 years ago, 20-4. And it ended a 23-year drought, getting that second title in school history. They got wins over Columbus and Southeast of Saline in the first two rounds of that tournament, and then defeated Santa Fe Trail in that championship game. That was a 2-0 final there. All right, again, the festivities wrapping up. The Blue Jays have taken the field. Blue Jays, the home, dark blue uniforms, tops and pants, and then black pants, red tops for the away team Dogs here today. Again, both these teams in the middle of the pack right now of a tight Big East League race, and obviously these two teams trying to continue on in the right direction as we are into the halfway portions of the season here in Northeast Kansas. So again, Sabetha on the field. Chloe Detweiler is the starting pitcher today, and she has been the most heavily utilized pitcher out of the three-man rotation for the Blue Jays this year. She is making her 8th start inside the circle, and she has appeared in now what's going to be 12 of 13 games inside the circle, 55 innings pitched. She has a 5.727 ERA and has a record of 3-4. Her first pitch of this afternoon's game will be number 832 so far this season. Again, glad to be a part of your Thursday afternoon. High 70s, very breezy conditions here at the Sabetha Sports Complex. Rossville, top third of the order. Brooks Springer, Fallon Klerman, and Lenny Lewis getting ready to duke things out here in the top of the first inning. Thanks again to all of our sports boosters and sponsors, not just through this season, but all throughout the high school sports season. Couldn't have these broadcasts without our support from local communities. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tam, and we are set and ready to rock and roll. Talking about the breeze, I'm sure you'll hear it from time to time as we kind of move around here on the third base side of the line where we are set up here, field number 2 at the Sabetha Sports Complex. Chloe Detweiler again about to toss her 832nd pitch of the year. It'll be the first of today's game. And here is Brooks Springer, junior shortstop, locked in, batting from the right side. Detweiler sets, right foot staggered forward, kicks and deals. And the first pitch in the dirt for ball 1, and we are underway officially. This Rossville team averaging just south of 6 runs a game. Sabetha gives it up at 9.7 runs per game this season. One ball, no strikes. Second pitch of the game here is Detweiler sets to Brooks Springer. Delivers. Popped up. Shallow right field. The wind pushing it out towards the fence and jumping and missing it is the right fielder in Strothman. And that's going to be an error and a runner at second for the Bulldogs here to start this top of the first inning. Well, I said it in the pregame. The wind was pushing to right field. And Strothman just got a little too far ahead of it. And that's going to be an E9. And the Dogs, one batter in, up at second base with nobody out. Here is a freshman in Klerman. Also bats from the right side, shows bunt, pulls back. It's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. You can hear that breeze, I'm sure, throughout. Blowing straight towards right field, and certainly had a play on that drop in right by Stroffman just a moment ago. Next pitch in the dirt. And a good stab by Stapleton, the catcher, keeping it in front. Now one ball, one strike. Rossville just 2 years ago, the Class 3A state champions. Trying to get on the board here in the top of the first inning. Next pitch low and inside. Here to a freshman in Fallon Klerman, who is going to be pitching here to start today. Right now has the advantage, two balls, one strike. Springer at second base, nobody out. Just the second batter of the game. Detweiler's pitch. Ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Springer rounds. Too much speed. She will score. And an RBI by Klerman. And just like that, two batters in. And the Dogs take a 1-0 lead. So an error followed by a single. And then on the throw home, Klerman was able to take second base. So Klerman at second, nobody out. 1-0 Rossville here in the top of the first. And Detweiler sets and deals. Pitch number one, a little bit low to the sophomore Lenny Lewis. And it's one ball, no strikes. And a 5.7 ERA coming in is Detweiler. That first run going down unearned. There's a swing and a foul tip there by Lewis. And it's one ball, one strike. So you look at the top of this Rossville order, junior, freshman, sophomore. They don't get to their first senior till Hahn in the number five spot. And then Kenny as well, number nine in the order, the only other senior in the lineup here to start today. Here's Detweiler's next pitch outside, and it's two balls and one strike. But Detweiler has fallen behind each of the first three batters here in this opening frame. A 1-0 Rossville lead on an error and an RBI single. Now Lewis sets and hits it hard to the left side, and that's a base hit to left field. It's brought in quickly. Klerman has to hold. So now two on and nobody out. Back-to-back hits. Lewis right there, a sharp single to left field. Now that brings up Nora Burdick, sophomore center fielder, fantastic basketball player, and a chance to add to a 1-0 lead with nobody out still here in the top of the first. Burdick wears jersey number 22, all-state basketball player, good bend to the knees. Detweiler looking towards the third base dugout where her coaching staff resides. There's a bunt shown and a steal in the process. That pitch was low for ball one. Lewis takes second without a throw. And now second and third, still nobody out. 1-0 count here on Burdick. Base hit could tag a couple of runs here. Rossville off to a good start, looking for more. Next pitch, a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. So after an error to start, which puts Springer at second, back-to-back singles by Klerman and Lewis. Klerman driving in a run, and now here's a sharply hit ground ball off the glove of the shortstop, Hazenkamp. Ricochets into center field for a hit. Both runs are in, and still nobody out. Rossville out to a 3-0 lead. Just putting the ball in play, simply done. That would have been a tough play by Hazenkamp at short. Burdick credited with two RBIs on that knock to center. That brings up one of the two seniors in the lineup in Cheyenne Hahn. So a three spot already, and she grounds this one, fielded well at third, little shovel to second, and the ball is kicked out by the slide of Burdick, and everyone's going to be safe. It was fielded by Stahl on a good bounce at third, and then shoveled it to try to get the runner at second. It looked completed at the time, but then Burdick slid in, kicked the ball out, and everybody is safe. So first and second. The Blue Jays still just looking for the first out of the game. The first five have reached. And the infield umpire talking to the second baseman in Kime after that little collision with Burdick sliding in. Everybody appears to be good to go, but a three spot already for the Dogs here in the top of the first. Still nobody out, and they have two on for Henry. Addison Henry, sophomore first baseman, takes one in the dirt, kicks away to the left side. Both runners advance without a throw. So a wild pitch moving up. Burdick to third. Anhon to second base. So now second and third. Still nobody out. A 1-0 count here on Addison Henry. That's from the right side of the plate wearing jersey number 32. Detweiler just needs to get it out here. And there's a high chopper playable for Hazenkamp. It's short over to first in time for the out, but it is a productive at bat as Burdick scores from third. And now the lead is 4-0 here in the top of the first. And the first out on the ground out there by Henry, but credited with an RBI. Also in the process, Han up to third. That brings up number 7 in the order, junior left fielder Shaylee Hubble. Detweiler's first pitch, fastball but low, and it's ball one. Well, the good news is there for the Blue Jays, they finally get that first out of the inning. But damage being applied, already a four spot here for Rossville. Looking for more. Now this one is hit well up the middle and into center field for a base knock, and Hubble comes through, driving in the run. It is 5-0 Rossville here on the top of the first. Still only one out. Here's the junior catcher and Maggie Sanders. RBIs in the inning for Hubble, Henry, Burdick, and Klerman. Sanders, a junior, catching here today. Pass on the right side. First pitch by Detweiler, taken high for ball one. The Blue Jays going to have to bring the bats here today as Rossville jumping out to a sizable first inning lead. Looking for more, still only one out. Next pitch low, chance for the steal. The throw just not in time. A little bit low, gets stopped by Hazenkamp, but Hubble the steal. And she's up into scoring position, still only one out. And the count now, 2 balls, no strikes here on Sanders. Detweiler sets, kicks, fires, and it's fouled away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Barring a double play here, Rossville, they're going to bat around here in this top of the first inning. Still only one out. It was a ground out by Addison Henry, but it did bring in a run. A 5-0 Rossville lead. Next pitch by Detweiler in the dirt. And it's 3 balls, 1 strike. Well, again, Rossville coming into today's game, averaging just 5.8 runs per tilt, and they have hung up 5 here with only one out in the first. Here's the 3-1. It is low ball 4. Gets to the backstop, and Hubble takes third. Now runners at the corners with still one out for number 9 in the order in Madeline Kinney. Blue Jays have only utilized 3 pitchers this season. Detweiler has pitched well more than half the innings. Again, right now, a lot of pitches being thrown in this top of the first inning. A courtesy runner's coming in at first for Sanders. That's going to be Mitchell. So the courtesy runner, Mitchell, at first for Sanders. Hubble still the runner at third after the quick timeout there. Again, Madeline Kinney, senior right fielder, shows bunt, pulls back. And they will throw down to second base, trying to get the steal. It goes out to center field, a couple errant throws. And going first to third is Mitchell, the courtesy runner. Hubble scores from third, and now 6-0, the Rossville lead. Well, now a couple of errors this inning, and a meeting inside the circle now for the Blue Jays. Oh, And the wind is not messing around today. It affected the first fly ball of the game by Brooks Springer, which led to that opening base runner, and it has kind of unraveled from there. After Springer reached to start the game, three consecutive hits by Klerman, Lewis, and Burdick, followed by an RBI ground out, another single, and then a walk. Still only one out in this inning. And Rossville already has their number nine hitter here at the plate. With 79 degrees at first pitch, a gusty breeze blowing straight out towards right field at about 25 to 30 miles per hour. So after the meeting inside the circle, Kenny steps back in to count 0-1. The runner at third is Sanders with one out here in the top of the first. Dogs out to a 6-0 lead. Looking for more. Here's the pitch. And it's a little bit below the knees. One ball, one strike. Both these teams halfway through their league schedule here in the 25 campaign. Here's a 1-1. That one just missed inside. It was knee high. But taken for ball two. Now 2-1 the count here on Madeline Kenny, senior right fielder, number 9 in the order. Runner at third is Sanders. Or the courtesy runner Mitchell there for Sanders, who got on via the walk. Next pitch missing outside. That one is also a pretty close miss. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Detweiler delivers, and it's fouled away. Count runs full at 3-2. Ninth batter to come up here to start the game for Rossville. Five of them have scored. Mitchell, the courtesy runner at third base. Still only one out. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here. And it's fouled away. Good pitch and a good swing there. And we'll try it at least one more time at 3-2. Couldn't have asked for a better start for Rossville here today on the road. Still looking for more. Detweiler checks the band. 3-2 pitch again coming, and it's fouled away again. About the same side. Over the fence down the right field line. Another opportunity at 3-2. So Kenny, number 9 in the order, really battling here. Courtesy runner Mitchell at third base. A third consecutive 3-2 pitch coming up here. Detweiler kicks, swings it through, and it's low, ball 4. Good at bat for Madeline Kenny. A lengthy at bat for sure. Back-to-back walks now by Detweiler, and they're at the corners with still one out. And we go back to the top of the order. Here's Brooks Springer. Reached on an error and scored the first run of the game. Quickly back up there for a second time in the inning with still only one out recorded. Detweiler sets. They're at the corners and deals. High chopper fielded by Stahl. The plays at first. A run is in, but there is the second out of the inning. So a productive at bat for Springer, driving in a run. Drives in Mitchell, the courtesy runner in from third. They get out at first, and Kenny is up to second base. So at second, two outs, 7-0 our score, and here is Klerman for a second time, and she lifts it high in the air, playable on the grass or the edge of it, and it's caught by Kahn, the second baseman, to retire the side, but 11 come up, and 7 score for Rossville in the top of the first inning. Our score again, Rossville 7, the Blue Jays are coming up.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KMCS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIM offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMCS.com to learn more. KIM Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KNCA, a warm and breezy afternoon here in Savetha, and 2023 defending state champion Rossville Bulldogs, a scorching start. 7 runs, 4 hits, a couple of errors by the Blue Jay defense, not helping the cause. So the Dogs, the first inning of today's game, put up 7 on the board, and we'll see Savetha come up here for the first time against Fallon Klerman, the freshman inside the circle for the Bulldogs here today. Kira Keim, Jillian Stapleton, Aaron Bolts. A lefty Keim steps in, and first pitch by Klerman, missing high for ball one. Keim's been solid this season, a well over 400 average of 462 coming in. Where's jersey number one? Bats from the left side. Again, the Blue Jays gave up 7 runs to Rossville in that last half inning and got a lot of work to do here. It's the next pitch missing away, and it's 2-0. Savetha, this is their 13th game of the regular season. They average just south of 8 runs a game. And Klerman there missing a little bit outside. 3 balls, no strikes here on Keim. Stapleton and Bolts will follow in the inning. Detweiler, if one of those three are able to get on. Klerman sets, kicks and deals. It is low. A 4-pitch walk to begin the bottom of the first inning, and Keim takes first, and that brings up Jillian Stapleton. For Keim, her 5th walk, she has taken this season. So she's at first, nobody out. Here is the junior catcher, Jillian Stapleton. An even 400 average, 18 hits, bats from the right side, first pitch, a near check, she held up, and it's 1 ball, no strikes, 5 straight pitches to start outside the zone for Klerman. Keim at first, nobody out, Rossville 7, Savetha nothing here in the bottom of the first. Klerman sets and deals, took a little bit off, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Rossville gives it up at 5.1 runs per game. They've had collectively a good staff here this season as Stapleton lifts it into foul territory and it actually blows back inside the line. It's a fair ball and a play at second is in time to get the lead run. So just a high pop-up, shallow right field on the line. It looked at first it was going to be a foul ball, but it landed in play. Keim had to wait. Ultimately gets thrown out at second. And then Stapleton with the fielder's choice is at first base, 1 out. Here's Bolts, the first baseman. Klerman's first pitch is fouled away, out of play. And it's no balls and 1 strike. So Stapleton at first base, 1 out, bottom one. Rossville a 7-0 advantage already. As Bolts comes in two today, 18 hits, 429 average. She has had 7 doubles and 2 home runs. Certainly has the pop. She's a right-handed hitter, not really helping with the wind today, but she laces this one to left field, but playing it perfectly was Hubble for a shoulder-high catch for the out, and quickly 2 outs here in the inning. A frozen rope by Bolts, but Hubble was playing it perfectly. So 2 outs. Here's Detweiler, the junior pitcher today. Runner at first, Stapleton, 2 down. 7-0 Bulldogs here, bottom one. 237 average for Detweiler, 9 hits this season. Takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Klerman taking her time here, checking the band. Steps back on the rubber. Just a freshman inside the circle today. Trying to get out of it, no harm done. Took some off there. And the pitch is high, and it's 1-1 here on Chloe Detweiler. As a team, the Blue Jays have hit 327 entering today. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good location there, and Detweiler falls behind at 1-2. Runner at first, Stapleton, 2 down here, bottom of inning number 1. Rossville sent 11 to the plate, scored 7 in the away first, and that is their lead as Clerman tries to get out. Facing just one over the minimum. Swing and a miss. Down goes Detweiler, a swinging strikeout. Clerman strikes out her first today, and we got one inning in the books. Again, Rossville 7, Sabetha nothing. And listening to high school softball today on KNCA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues here this afternoon on KNZA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman here on 103.9 MSC Sports Radio Network. Appreciate it very much. And we go to the second inning here in Sabetha today. It's all Rossville through one inning. A 7th spot in the top of the first. They lead the Blue Jays 7-0. As we go to the second inning of play, Rossville again, 7 runs, 4 hits. Couple of key errors by the Blue Jays defense leading to a couple of unearned runs. In that top of the first inning, they sent 11 to the plate, so it's going to be 3-4-5 here in this top of the second inning against Chloe Detweiler again for the Blue Jays inside the circle. Lenny Lewis, Nora Burdick, and Cheyenne Hahn. Lewis, a single and a run scored in that 7-run first, steps in for the second time in as many innings, and she lifts this one deep out towards the gap in left center, and that baby is gone. Knifing through the teeth of the wind. And a monster home run to left center by the sophomore, Lenny Lewis. And just like that, emphatic start to the top of the second, a solo home run. That was a no-doubter. Eight nothing Bulldogs. What a start here to inning number 2. That brings up Burdick, sophomore center fielder. Drove in 2 with a single in the first. And scored one of those 7 runs. But an 8-0 hole now for the Blue Jays here in the top of the second inning as Burdick takes one from Detweiler low for 1. This offense exploding here today in game number 1 of their 2-game set. After averaging less than 6 runs a game coming in, here is a slow roller to the right side, bolts fields, and gets the out herself. Burdick made it close. But there is the first out of the inning, ground out unassisted to the third baseman in Bolts. So base is empty, 1 down. Here's Cheyenne Hahn. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored off the single by Hubble. 8-0 Rossville here, batting top 2, 1 out, nobody on. Pitch by Detweiler is hit to the left side, and a nice diving stab by the shortstop Hazenkamp for out number 2. It wasn't terribly hard hit, but it was sinking with topspin and just leaning kind of front and to her right was Hazenkamp at short to stab it on the line for out number 2. So after the solo home run by Lewis, a ground out and a line out. Now this one, first pitch swinging. And ripped into center field is Henry for a 2-out single. Well, these Bulldog hitters are attacking that first pitch by Detweiler today. So Henry aboard with 2 down for Hubble. Singled and drove a run in plus scored in that first inning and now has a runner at first, 2 down here in the second. 8-0 our score. All Rossville. There's a nice pitch. Swing and a miss by Hubble as Detweiler took a lot off that one. And that swing appeared to be, to me at least, that Hubble thought the fastball was coming. No balls, one strike here on Hubble. Detweiler's pitch is a swing and a foul tip, and it's 0-2. Six hits already tallied up by this Rossville lineup. And 8 runs. Blue Jays are going to have to get the bats going here soon. Detweiler can limit this to just one run in inning number 2. The 0-2 a little bit outside here to Hubble, and it's 1-2. So after the solo home run by Lewis, a ground out and a line out, and then a 2-out single by Henry, she is at first. 1-2 count here on Hubble. Detweiler sets, kicks, and deals. Swing and a miss, but they're going to say a foul tip. Just caught a piece. Hubble did to stay alive. Rossville head coach John Nitsch coaching third, fifth season leading this program. Again, they won the state title 2 years ago. Another foul tip by Hubble, and it stays 1-2. It was 79 degrees at first pitch. It was closer to the 60-degree mark in Frankfort on Monday, calling that baseball game against Down at the West. Detweiler's pitch, and it sliced away foul down the right field line. So another 1-2 pitch coming up here to Shaylee Hubble, junior left fielder with an RBI single already to her credit in this game this afternoon. Rossville 8, Sabetha nothing. 2 outs, a runner at first, a 1-2 count here on Hubble. 4th straight 1-2 pitch, and this one's in the dirt. Evens up, 2-2. Detweiler continues to check that left wristband between pitches. It fires a 2-2, and it's lifted to shallow right field. Strothman losing, but jumps up and makes the catch and redeems herself from inning number 1. Nicely done to work through that wind. And the out is recorded, and that retires the side. But a solo home run by Lenny Lewis to kick things off adds to the Rossville lead. It's the Dogs 8 and the Blue Jays nothing here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball again, continuing on KNCA here this afternoon. Curtin Studio, Brandon with you here from the Sabetha Sports Complex. And the bottom of the second inning is underway, and a foul ball by Hallie Mitchell, the senior center fielder for the Blue Jays, number 5 in the order. 6 and 7 will follow. Krista Minold and Brooke Wiltz. And Rossville out to an 8-0 advantage. 7 in the first, and then a solo home run in the second inning. Nice pitch. Klerman took a little off there. Swing and a miss by Mitchell. It's 0-2. Middle of this Blue Jay order. Trying to get something going. Ground ball, left side, Springer at short. Nice hop to first in time for the out. Nicely played by Springer. The ground out to begin the bottom of the second. Junior left fielder now, Krista Minold, steps in. 2.22 average on the year. All 4 of her hits have been a single. That's on the left side of the plate. Alan Klerman inside the circle, off to a good start here for the Dogs. And a flapper to the left side, Springer. Field can't make a play. Too much speed by Krista Menold in her fifth hit of the season, an infield single. And she is at first base with one out in the second. Here's the junior DP, Brooke Wiltz. 138 average, four hits, four RBI. She has scored six runs. Trying to help her team get on the board here. A lot of work for the Blue Jays to do. First pitch, a rise ball there by Klerman upstairs for ball one. Klerman out of the circle. That infield hit by Mendel, the first hit of the game for the Blue Jays. Here's a 1-0. Just missed inside. Two balls, no strikes. So after today's doubleheader with Rossville, it is all Big East League opponents the rest of the way until May 13th in the regular season finale as the Blue Jays will take on Riverside. There's a check swing. Good hold there. And Wilts ahead, 3-0. Chance to get a couple base runners here for the Blue Jays. Here's Klerman's pitch. And Wilts takes it all the way. And a called strike, 3-1. Runner at first base and one out. 8-0 Rossville, bottom two. And it's hit well right field, and that drops in for a base hit on a 3-1 pitch. Going first to third is Middle, and now the Blue Jays have something going. Back-to-back hits, and they have them at the corners with still only one out. And for Wiltz, that was her fifth hit of the season. Here's Bailey Stahl, senior third baseman, stepping in, batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 19. A 182 average on the year, six hits, but does have power with two doubles and a home run. Blue Jays trying to get on the board, bunt shown, pulled back. Here's a play at second, not in time, and the run comes in to score. So Sanders, the catcher, tried to get Wiltz at second base on the steal attempt. And on the throw down to second, Menold comes dashing in, and the Blue Jays get on the board. It's now 8-1. Oh, and one the count on Stahl. Blue Jays just had to get one on the board, and there's a hack and a miss there. And Stahl falls behind at no balls, two strikes. So Wiltz the runner at second. 0-2 count here, though, on Stahl. Both these pitchers taking a good amount of time between pitches with that armband and dissecting the at-bat. There's a high pop-up down the right side, and it's just foul. That wind again just blowing straight towards that right field corner. And that foul ball keeps Stahl alive at 0-2. Fouling Klerman inside the circle. Hahn defensively at third. Springer at short. Lewis at second. Henry at first. Sanders the catcher. Here's an 0-2. Just got a piece of it. Good swing there. And another foul ball. And Stahl will try it again at 0-2. The left fielder is Hubble. Burdick is in center field. And Kenny is the right fielder. Rossville 8, Sabetha 1. Blue Jays batting bottom two. Runner at second, one down. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Off speed, that Stahl way out in front. Second strikeout for Klerman in the second out here in the second. That brings up number 9 in the order, Reagan Hazenkamp, freshman shortstop. Boy, how good she's been. 15 hits, a .455 average from your number 9 in the order. And she takes one high here from Klerman for ball number 1. So Wilt still at second base, now two outs. Blue Jays have scored, but they're still down 8-1. Klerman, a righty, throwing to the right-handed hitter in Hazenkamp. Took a little off. Check swing. Called strike two, or strike one, beg your pardon. So 1-1. Count here on the freshman Hazen Camp. A lone freshman in the order here this afternoon in this one. 1-1 count, two outs, runner at second. Clerman's pitch, missing with a high fastball, and it's two balls, one strike. Sabetha looking for win number six. Rossville looking for win number seven. Clerman trying to get out of the inning with the minimal one-run damage done. 2-1. In there. Called strike, and it's 2-2. Clerman has struck out two today, one in each inning. And a chance to get a strikeout here to end the second. Here's the pitch. Just missed high. Three balls, two strikes. Bolts at second base, two outs here in the home second. Rossville, a seven spot in the top of the first. They lead it 8-1. Clerman sets. 2-2. Popped up foul. Do it again. Three balls, two strikes. Hazen Camp's able to get on. We'll get to the top of the order with Kime. So again, Sabetha with back-to-back hits in this inning. Their lone two hits of the game so far, and it has helped produce a run. Here's a 3-2. In the dirt, ball four. Wilt's thought about dashing for third, held on, so now they're at first and second for the top of the order here with Kira Kime, who walked in her first at-bat today. As they would say, trying to keep the line moving. So Wilt's at second, Hazen Camp at first. Two outs here in the home second. There's a chopper to the right side, fielded by Lewis at second. High throw, but the stab made by Henry. And the Rossville Bulldog defense gets out of that with only one run allowed. So again, one run, two hits, and a couple left here for the Blue Jays. We have played two here in Sabetha, and Rossville an 8-1 lead here on KNCA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big East League softball here today on KNZA. Glad to be a part of it. It's on a warm and breezy afternoon here in mid-April. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you on 103.9. Top of the third inning we go. Rossville 8-1. They lead it by 7 here at Sabetha, and they bat for a third time. And the first pitch by Chloe Dieter is ripped foul by Maggie Sanders. So 8-9-1 in the Rossville order here in this third inning, and Sanders walked and scored in that seven-run first. They added one in the second on a solo home run by Lenny Lewis. The Blue Jays get one back in the home second, and right now 8-1 our score. Next pitch called strike. Sanders behind now at 0-2. Madeline Kenny and Brooks Springer also due up in this frame for the Dawgs. The 0-2 popped up in the infield, and a diving effort by the shortstop kicks out the glove. And it's going to turn out to be an infield hit for Sanders. Boy, again, popped up over the circle, and it was the shortstop in Hazen Camp with a diving effort behind the circle. Had it in, but popped out. So See a courtesy runner back in for Sanders. That is Mitchell. So Mitchell has been busy off the bench here in the first few innings. So for the third consecutive inning, Rossville gets their leadoff man on. Here's a fastball and a swing and a miss by Kenny in the count 0-1. Number 9 in the order, one of just two seniors in this lineup here today. She walked in her first at bat. Next pitch by Dider, ground ball, fielded on a stab by the third baseman, over to second for one, can't convert the double play, but Stahl saved extra bases on a high hop, reaching up, pulling it down, and getting that lead run out at second base. So a great defensive play by Stahl, and one out now in the inning. That brings us back to the top of the order with Springer. Reached on an error, scored in the first. Takes one high here for ball number one, and then she batted again in the first inning and had an RBI ground out. Runner at first, one out. 8-1 Rossville here, top three, and here's another ground ball. Finds the gap this time into left field for a hit. So Springer continues to have a productive day so far. So Kenny at second, Springer a single. She is at first, still only one out. Here is Klerman. RBI single, run scored in her first at bat, and then she was the final out of that lengthy first inning with a pop out to the second baseman. And her first her pitch of this at bat is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rossville trying to add to a 7-run advantage here in the top of the third. Detweiler's pitch, just a little bit upstairs, one ball, one strike. This Rossville team just 2 years ago won their second softball title in school history. Went 20-4 along the way. This one is hit well out towards right field. Strothman sets, makes the catch. And here's the tag attempt to third. The throw's a little bit off target. Both runners tag up. But a good play by Strothman to make that catch for out number two. So now it's up to the dangerous Lenny Lewis, who we watched mash a home run to lead off that second inning. She is 2-for-2 today. A single, a solo home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI. Also stolen a base as well. Now she hits another one out towards the gap in left center, and it's going to one-hop the fence. Both runs are going to score, and Lenny Lewis having herself an afternoon here for the Bulldogs. Goodness me. She drives in two with a two-out double, and the score is now 10-1, Rossville. She is driven in three today, and she is a triple away from the cycle. As Burdick steps in and takes one a little bit low for ball one. Well, the Bulldogs offense continuing to pile it up here in the early innings. Lewis at second base, two outs. There's a good pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed by Burdick. One ball, one strike. She had a two RBI single. And that 7-run first inning came around to score and then also had a ground out to the first baseman for the first out of inning number two. Takes one a little bit up and out, and Burdick jumps ahead, 2-1. Lewis at second base after just driving in two with a double to left center, one hop the fence, 2-1 a little bit low. Now 3-1 here on Burdick. Detweiler, one more out. That's all she needs to get out of this frame with no more harm allowed. There's a nice pitch called strike. Burdick was taken all the way, and the count runs full at 3-2. Hahn is on deck for the Bulldogs. Lewis at second base. Two more runs have scored for Rossville this inning. Their lead is 9 at 10-1. Big 3-2. Swing and a miss, and Detweiler gets a much-needed strikeout to get out of the frame. But again, damage done, again by Lenny Lewis. And the second it was a home run, In the third, a two-out, two-run double. Our score after 2.5, again, Rossville 10 and Sabetha 1.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Marker President at Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, the division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here continuing a breezy afternoon in Sabetha. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Blue Jays trying to dive out of a hole. They trail Rossville 10-1 as we're at the top of the order with 2, 3, and 4. Stapleton leading things off here. And grounds it to the left side, and diving stop by Springer at short, but too much speed. Infield hit for Stapleton to begin his bottom of the third inning. Third hits of the game for the Blue Jay order. Stapleton at first base with nobody out. And we're going to get a courtesy runner in for Stapleton, the catcher. And it's going to be Izzy Scobie running at first base. So Scobie takes over at first for Stapleton. Nobody out. Bottom three. Rossville 10. Sabetha 1. Here's Aaron Bolts. Lined out to left her first time up. Clerman's first pitch. A rise ball that misses upstairs. And it's one ball and no strikes. Clerman has struck out two today. One in each inning. Sabetha had four come up in the first. They had six come up in the second. There's a swing and a miss by Bolts. Count evens up at one ball, one strike. And Stapleton here to lead off the bottom of the third inning with a single. And again, Scobie now courtesy runner over there at first. Here's a 1-1. It is in there for a called strike, an E-high fastball, and it's 1-2. And Blue Jays need to put some runs together to get away from a potential run rule here today. They're down 9. Rossville, they have scored in every inning, and now this one is hit to the right side. Wynn's going to push this one back into play. Oh, it's going to land barely foul. I spoke a little soon. Boy, that Wynn just kind of hovering it over the line. It would have two-hopped the fence, but just to the right side of the line, and a long foul ball by Bolt. So she has to come back and try it again at 1-2. That could have been extra bases, potentially a run for the Blue Jays if that one just landed about 2 inches more to the left. 1-2. This is hit high and deep down the left field line. That's up against the fence, and the catch is made right in front of the track by Hubble. That is the first out of the inning. Here's Chloe Detweiler, a strikeout victim, her first time up. Batting with the courtesy runner Scobie at first, now one out, bottom three. Plays up in the box, bats from the right side, wears jersey number 4. Ground ball left side, just foul. Boy, another one that could have been extra bases, maybe a run, but a little bit out in front there was Detweiler. After today's game, Blue Jays will have a little bit of time off. Back to it on the 24th, next Thursday. So they'll get a week off after today. They'll travel to Hiawatha. There's a rise ball missing. One ball, one strike here on Detweiler. After today for Rossville, They travel to Mission Valley for a non-league doubleheader on Monday afternoon. Here's a 1-1. In the dirt, two balls, one strike. Scobie, courtesy runner at first base. One out. Bottom of inning number three. Rossville right now a 10-1 advantage after piling up seven on four hits in inning number one. Klerman working with the big lead. Blue Jays trying to chip away, and now this one is popped up. Left side of the infield, and it's popped out of the glove, and having to hold again was Scobie, and they're able to get Scobie at second because she had not taken off first, assuming that one was going to be caught. But either way, that is the second time we have seen that today, and that is out number two. And Detweiler just takes over for Scobie at first, but again, now two outs for Hallie Mitchell. Grounded out to short in her first at bat. Two outs, runner at first, bottom three. There's a hard swing and a miss there. Good off-speed pitch. Mitchell well out in front. Klerman has a nice off-speed pitch that has had quite a few Blue Jays out in front today. No balls, one strike, two outs, one on. It's been all Rossville so far here. We're batting. Blue Jays are bottom three. Next one fouled straight back into the screen. Now it's 0-2. As Blue Jays team a year ago won 20 games. And we're on the wrong end of a 1-0 loss to Marysville in the regional finals. Now this one's hit to the right side, fielded by Lewis to her left, underhands it to the first baseman Henry to retire the side. So Sabetha gets a leadoff single, but does no more than that. Three innings in the books. Again, Rossville 10, Sabetha 1. You're listening to high school softball here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our next broadcast, we will be back on the softball diamond and back in Seneca on Monday afternoon. We'll have a broadcast on 92.1 KMZA. That's a Royals off day. It'll be Centralia at Nemaha Central. That'll be our next broadcast coming up on Monday afternoon as we continue on through this spring sports broadcast schedule. As here today, Rossville batting to start the top of the fourth inning. Leading here at Sabetha 10-1. And Cheyenne Hahn taking Detweiler's first pitch upstairs for ball one. Detweiler's 1-0 in the dirt. And it's 2-0 again. Rossville wasted no time to start this game. Seven runs in the first. Added one in the second, two more in the third, and now batting here in the fourth, leading by nine. 2-0 here to Hahn. Fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Hahn reached on a fielder's choice, came around to score in that seven-run first, also has a line out to short. Got a nice diving play by Hazenkamp. 2-1. This is roped out towards left field, and that one is a one-hopper off the fence. Extra bases again, this time for Cheyenne Hahn. A leadoff double and her first hit in three at-bats today. That'll bring up Addison Henry, sophomore first baseman, had an RBI ground out in the first and had a single in the second. First pitch upstairs, one ball, no strikes. So all four innings here in this game, Rossville has gotten their leadoff man on. This time being a double by Hahn. Next pitch. Missing upstairs, 2-0. Again, they started the game in the first. Springer reached on an error. And then Lewis, the solo home run in the second. And then Sanders, a leadoff single in the third. And now here the double to begin the fourth by Hahn. Popped up in the infield, left side, coming out of the circle is Detweiler to make the catch for the out. Keeps Hahn at second base. So the first out here in the top of the fourth, and that brings up Shaylee Hubble. Hubble's made some nice plays defensively in left field today. She singled and drove in a run in the first and then flew out to right to end the second inning. Detweiler's first pitch is a slow roller to the left side. Hazenkamp Fields holds the run, and it's dropped by the first baseman. Everybody's going to be safe, and they'll hold the run at third. Everybody advancing up. Third error by the defense for the Blue Jays today. They stop Hahn at third. Hubble reaching and then getting to second base after it was misplayed by Bolts. The throw wasn't 100% on target, but certainly in the glove about knee high and then just popped out. As Sanders steps in, takes one in the dirt for ball one. Now you got Hahn at third and Hubble at second with one out in the inning. Sanders has walked today, scored a run, and also has a single. Big RBI chance here, two in scoring position. Detweiler sets and deals. That one is below the knees. It's ball two. Both teams have kept the same pitcher inside the circle from the jump here. Detweiler, the most heavily utilized pitcher for the Blue Jays this year, and this one is a swing and a miss by Sanders. Two balls, one strike. Came in two today, so she's pitching in the fourth. So she has pitched three innings today. She has now pitched 58 innings, by far and away the most on this Blue Jays roster. Here is a slow roller to the left side by Sanders. Play it first in time to Bolts, but a productive out drives in a run on the ground out. So Hahn scores from third. The only play by Hazenkamp at short was to get Sanders at first. And the process going from second to third was Hubble. So now two outs, Hubble at third. First RBI for Sanders today. And a foul ball here by number nine in the order, Madeline Kinney. And starts a little bit behind, no balls, one strike. Kinney walked in the first and reached on a fielder's choice and scored one of the two runs in the third. 11-1 is the Rossville lead. Now you start thinking potential run rule. The Blue Jays don't start getting their bats going in the next inning or two. Here's one that bounces away from the catcher in Stapleton, that one in the dirt. So evened up here with Kinney at one ball, one strike. Stahl at third, Hazenkamp at short, Keim at second, Bolts at first. Stapleton catching, Mennold the left fielder, Mitchell in center, and Strothman is in right. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Good rising fastball there. Kinney well out in front, missing that one. And it's 1-2. Well, Detweiler would enjoy her second strikeout of the game if she can get it right here. That one just missing upstairs. Stapleton tried to frame it, couldn't do so. Two balls, two strikes here on Kinney. Runner at third is Hubble. Another run has scored here for the Bulldogs. They have scored in every inning and lead it 11-1. 2-2. In the dirt, gets away. Dashing for home is Hubble and gets there in time. So the lead extends once again. And it's now 12-1 at Rossville. The wild pitch scores Hubble. And now the count on Kinney is run full at 3-2 with the top of the order and Springer due up next. Here's Detweiler's pitch. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Got to make the throw down to first and does so successfully to retire the side. A double, a wild pitch, and an error. Plates two for Rossville. And at the end of 3.5, they lead it here in Sabetha 12-1.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continuing here. Breezy, high 70-degree day in Sabetha. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman. It's been all Bulldogs here on the road in this first matchup as they lead it 12-1. Sabetha coming up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They got to get something going here. And the first pitch to Krista Minold is outside for ball one. Minold singled in the second and has scored the lone run today for this Blue Jays offense. Fallon Klerman has pitched well. Freshman inside the circle for Rossville. Next one missing low and away, 2-0. Minold, Wiltz, and Stahl here in the inning. Klerman out of the circle, checking the band on her left wrist. Tees it back up, sets, shakes, and deals. And a little slapper, shortstop side, fielded on a nice hop by Springer. Perfect throw to first base for out number one. So here's Brooke Wiltz, junior DP. She singled in her first at-bat, stole second, but didn't get any farther than that. And her one go-around in the bottom of the second. And Rossville, 7 in the first, 1 in the second, and then 2 in each the third and fourth innings. Lone run for the Blue Jays back in the second. 12-1, Rossville by 11. Run rule is 10 after 5. Blue Jays got to get something going here in the next at-bat or two. Here's the pitch by Klerman, and it's low to Wiltz for ball number one. Well, not many clouds in the sky, maybe off quite into the distance, but mainly blue skies here today with that warm temp and high breeze. There's one that's just fouled away by Wiltz, 1-1. Both teams have kept the same defensive alignment throughout. Just the one run, though, on 3 hits here this afternoon so far for the Blue Jay offense. And came in 2 today, averaging nearly 8 runs a game. McClerman has kept him in check, and now this one is hit well. Left side, backhanded by Springer, and can't make the play. You know, the reaction there, I think that probably goes down as the first error for this Rossville defense. E6, and Wiltz at first, with one out in the inning for Bailey Stahl. Stahl, a strikeout victim. Her first time up came in 2 today's game with a 182 average on 6 hits. And the pitch by Klerman showing bunt, putting it down, but foul down the third base line. And Stahl jumps behind at 0-1. Bottom of inning number 4. Rossville, a 12-1 lead here against the Blue Jays. Win today, and this one for Rossville would put them back above the 500 mark. 6-6 as it stands now. Here's an 0-1, lifted foul, right side, and out of play. So Stahl needs to protect, 0-2. Same scenario she found herself in the second. Ended up going down swinging. Old school style, no batting gloves. Always can respect that aspect for a hitter. And bats from the right side, wears jersey number 19. But Klerman has been good today. Trying to get another strikeout. Here's the pitch and another foul ball. So staying alive, Stahl at 0-2. Spring sports seasons are cruising right along. We're just mere weeks out from postseason play. Here's the pitch. In there, called strike three looking. And Stahl goes down for a second time. It is the third strikeout this afternoon for Klerman. And it's out number two here in the bottom of the fourth, and now it's up to Hazenkamp, who walked her first time up. Runner at first is Wiltz, two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Number nine in the order, Hazenkamp, takes one high for ball one. Worked a good at bat, worked a full count, ultimately took the walk in her first at bat. The only walk that Klerman has issued here today. It's been all Rossville from the jump. They lead it by 11. Here's the pitch. It is high. And the count 2-0, so Hazenkamp out in front. Three seniors in this lineup today for the Blue Jays, 1-9. Fairly well mixed. 2-0. Just missed inside, and Hazenkamp kind of shimmy herself out of the way there, and the count is 3-0. Klerman takes her time, hasn't shaken off many signs from her catcher in Sanders today. That's a four-pitch walk. So both walks issued to number nine in the order today by Klerman. That is Reagan Hazenkamp, so now first and second with two down. Back to the top of the order with Kira Keim. Her third at bat today, Keim, the junior second baseman, walked in the first and then popped out to second, which was the final out of inning number two. Keim bats from the left side. Big opportunity here with two on and two outs. First pitch by Klerman, taken all the way, a called strike.
Hey, you got it, Ben.
Blue Jays sent four to the plate in the first. They had six come up in the second, four in the third, and right now Keim, the fifth batter up here in the fourth. No balls, one strike, two outs, two on. Here's the pitch. Slow roller right back to Klerman. Makes a nice stab over to first to retire the side. So the Blue Jays again, this time a couple of base runners on, but they're held in check by Klerman. We have played four here in Sabetha. Run rule in sight for the Bulldogs. They lead this one 12-1.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continuing here. Breezy, warm conditions in Sabetha this afternoon, but it's been all Rossville. Chance to end this one here in the fifth inning. They lead it by 11. It's 12-1 against the Blue Jays. Bulldogs come up to bat here, top of the order in the fifth, trying to add to this 11-run lead. So if it holds, it's been hard to hold this Bulldog roster down. First pitch swinging, lined out into center field, and it's over the jumping arms of Mitchell, the center fielder. And a fifth consecutive inning, the Bulldogs get their leadoff man on, and this time it's Springer with a double. Heck of an effort by Mitchell, the center fielder, leaping and running to her left, just could not make the play. And was straight off the wood fence in center field. Rossville, they've hit him hard today. And now a slow roller up the middle and into center field for a hit. Two pitches, two hits, and a run scored. This is an RBI single by Klerman. He has driven in two today, and it's now 13-1. And a timeout called here by the Blue Jays, and Detweiler has pitched the entire game, but see if we have a change or not. Again, Detweiler has been the most utilized pitcher for this Blue Jays team this year. By far and away, the most innings pitched. She's up here in the fifth and has given up at least one in every inning to this Bulldogs roster. Got a timeout here. Again, the head coach for Rossville, John Nitsch, fifth-year head coach, state champion 2 years ago. Talking to the home plate umpire about something. The pause in the action. Again, a double and then a single on back-to-back pitches by Springer and Klerman has brought in another run here to begin the fifth inning. A 13-1 lead for Rossville, looking to continue on that. And here's a swing and a miss by Lenny Lewis. Good off-speed pitch there by Detweiler, and it's 0-1, excuse me. Boy, Lewis is a triple away from the cycle. A single in the first, a home run in the second, a double in the third. And now she takes one in the dirt, stolen base chance, and a slide in there safely is Klerman. It was a low throw, dug out by Hazenkamp, the shortstop. But a good jump by the freshman Klerman. She has stolen her first base tonight. And the count here on Lewis, 1-1, who is driven in three and has scored two runs. Next pitch missing, 2-1. That home run was the first batter in the second, and it was the first pitch that she saw, and she blazed it out over the fence in left field, and now this is a swing and a miss. The count evens up at 2-2. Runner at second is Klerman. 13-1, Rossville leading. Been a dominant effort here today for the Bulldogs, trying to get that record north of 500. Next pitch in the dirt, good eye, and it's 3-2. Everybody in this order for Rossville today has done something productive on offense. Whether it's move a base runner, score a run, drive in a run. There's a swing and a miss, pops away, and the out recorded at first. So a strikeout, that's number three for Detweiler, and the first out here in the fifth. And in the process, Klerman goes up to third, and we got a new hitter here. Lily Mitchell is going to pitch hit here for Burdick. She done some courtesy running here today. She wears jersey number 14, so a new hitter here for the Rossville Bulldogs, and a swing and a miss there by Mitchell. And quickly falls behind at 0-1. And taking the spot of Burdick in the cleanup spot, who had a two-run single in the first. And now this is hit well, but just foul down the left side. Mitchell has to come back and face an 0-2 count here. Springer led off the inning with a double. Very next pitch to Klerman was laced up the middle for an RBI single. Lewis just struck out. Now Mitchell stepping in for Burdick. The pitch hit category. Runner at third is Klerman. One out in the inning, 13-1, Rossville by 12. And there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Mitchell for out number two. So back-to-back strikeouts make it four today for Detweiler. And it's up to Cheyenne Hahn. Who has scored two runs, had a double in the fourth. Also reached on a fielder's choice and is lined out to short. First pitch by Detweiler in the dirt, but still a swing and a miss. And kicked away on the left side of Stapleton, but chased it down, kept Klerman honest at third base. So Hahn down at 0-1. And the Bulldogs have scored in every inning, the big one being the first with a 7 spot. Here's a slow roller left side. Tough play. Hazenkamp. Not in time. An infield hit for Hahn. And an RBI. It was fielded cleanly, but again, not a lot of power behind it. So a little delay by Hazenkamp instead of charging at it might have cost him there. So Hahn at first. Here's Henry. Two outs, another run in. 14-1, the Rossville lead. Henry takes one low for ball one. Had an RBI ground out in the first, a single in the second, and has popped out to the pitcher as well. Runner at first base, two down, a 1-0 count. High chopper, left side, fielded, stall to first, to Bolts, completed for the out. Now six come up, two come across, and now it is danger time for the Blue Jays. They need at least four runs to keep this thing alive. A run rule on tap. Can Rossville hold? We'll find out after a timeout. 14-1 Bulldogs here on KMZA.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Sabetha. High school softball on KNZA. Brandon and Kurt with you. Jillian Stapleton to begin the frame for the home team Blue Jays. Takes one low for ball one. Blue Jays are down 14-1. They need five runs in this inning to extend this game. It's been a dominant showing here for Rossville in game number one. There's a check swing and a foul ball over the fence on the right side of the infield, and it's one ball, one strike. Stapleton today has reached out a fielder's choice and has also singled. That was back in the third. One of just three hits in the game so far today, and now a nice liner right off the glove of Clerman. Play to first is not in time. It was a hard, high chopper right back to Clerman. She knocked it down with the glove, and the speed by Stapleton beat the throw for an infield hit. And we'll see the courtesy runner in for Stapleton. Just like we saw after her single in the third, Izzy Scobie will run it over at first base with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. 14-1, Rossville leading. Blue Jays need a big inning here to keep this thing alive. Here's Bolt. She's got power. She has two lineouts today to left field, and the first pitch to her is low for ball one. Well, the one run for the Blue Jays today back in the second inning. Menold scoring on a pass ball. Here's the 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's a foul tip, actually. So Scobie has to go back. She was taken off for second base, so the foul tip there. Evens the count to Bolts at one ball, one strike. Detweiler on deck. Again, the Blue Jays. And now a pause in the action here. At least from my angle, it was tough to tell if that was a foul tip or not. Maybe that's the confirmation we're looking at there. And it appears to be the case. So a 1-1 count here on Aaron Bolts. Runner at first is courtesy in Scobie. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays need five to extend this game. Here is a hard grounder into left field for a base hit. And they get it in quickly. Play at third is in time. No, under the tag safely. Everybody is safe. Boy, they nearly got Scobie at third from left field. Hubble made a great throw, but they're going to say she was under the tag. So Bolts be credited with a single and then moving to second base when they tried to get the out at third. Well, you need five in the inning and a good start. Second and third, nobody out. Here is Detweiler. Klerman's pitch is hit well out to left field and right into the standing arms of Hubble. Twice today, she has caught shoulder-high line drives, just being simply in the right place at the right time. And that is a big out number one for the Rawfield defense. So here's Hallie Mitchell. 0-for-2, couple of ground outs today. Always appreciate someone rocking jersey number 99. First pitch swinging. Ground ball left side at short. Springer makes the play. A run is in, but now there are two outs. So Mitchell drives in that run. 6-3 on the put out. As the courtesy runner Scobie scores. Bolts goes to third, but again, it's all up to Krista Minold, junior left fielder. Single and a run scored in the second, and a ground out to short in the fourth. Two outs, a run in, but still, Sabetha needs three. And she slaps this one in the air and just foul. That could be the final at bat of today's game. And Rossville wasted little time with 7 runs on 4 hits in the opening inning. 1 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth. Blue Jays runs, 1 in the second, and 1 here in the fifth, but needing more. Next pitch in the dirt, off speed. Good eye by Minold there, 1-ball, 1-strike. Once again, we got just the first game of this double dip. These two teams will play, of course, the second game, about 25 or so minutes after this one concludes. Popped up right side. Shallow right field, second baseman Lewis on the edge of the grass makes the catch, and the game is over. So a 5-inning affair here today is Rossville again wasting little time off the jump. 7 runs in the first, they ended in 5. They win here today at Sabetha. Final score, 14-2. We step aside for a timeout. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College. KimeTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tamman here on 103.9. High school softball dominant day for the Rossville Bulldogs. A five-inning win here in Sabetha today. They knock out the Blue Jays in run rule fashion by a final score of 14-2. Bulldogs improved their record to 7-6. They're now 5-4. In Big East League play, Blue Jays, they drop to 5-8 overall. They are also currently 5-4 in Big East League play. Of course, about 25 minutes or so, these two teams will play the second game of their doubleheader. Rossville looking for the sweep, and the Blue Jays will look for the split. But again, back one final time. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here. It's a breezy, warm afternoon, and Rossville again started this game heavy. They wasted little time, 7 runs in the first inning on 4 hits. Couple of the big blows. You had an RBI single by Fallon Clerman, a 2-RBI single by Nora Burdick, also RBIs in that inning from Addison Henry and Shaylee Hubble. Second inning, they got 1 run emphatically with a solo shot by Lenny Lewis, the sophomore, to kick off that inning. They would add 2 more in the third, and in that inning, they got multiple hits. Maggie Sanders, Brooks Springer getting involved there, but the big blow as Lewis came up again, a 2-RBI double. She had a monster afternoon. They would get 2 more in the fourth and 2 more in the fifth. The freshman Clerman, starting pitcher today for the Bulldogs, gets the win. 5 innings, 2 walks, 1 earned, and she had 3 strikeouts. Her defense played well, just 1 error by that Rossville defense here today. Again, the Blue Jays lone runs. They got 1 in the second on a pass ball, which scored Krista Minold after a single early on in that inning, and then they added 1 more. In the fifth inning, as they got back-to-back hits to start, but again, the Blue Jays went into the bottom of the fifth needing 4 runs to keep it alive, and they score 1. It was an RBI groundout by Hallie Mitchell, but again, it was a 14-2 Rossville win here today. So let's get you the final lines, and let's get you out of here on that. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us again. So, here today, Rossville again, the big win, 14-2 in 5 innings. They improved to 7-6 and 5-4. 14 runs, 13 hits. They had 1 error, and they left 4 on base as Clerman was the winning pitcher here today. Sabetha again, they dropped to 5-8. They are also 5-4 in league play. They had 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, and they left 7 on base. Again, these two teams will play 1 more in about 20 minutes or so. And then after this one finishes up tonight, little time off for the Blue Jays. They'll be back in action a week from today. Back inside the Big East, they will travel not too far over to Hiawatha. And a fairly quick turnaround for Rossville. Non-league, they'll be at Mission Valley for a double dip on Monday afternoon. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks again for tuning in. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNCA. One final time, final score in 5, Rossville softball, a 14-2 win here in Sabetha today. Again, thanks for everyone listening. We'll talk to you Monday from Seneca on KMZA. Our next broadcast, Centralia at Nemaha Central Softball, coming your way on Monday afternoon. Thanks again. Have a good rest of your night.